we cannot get hurt by the loss of subs like some of the cable operators can, who may have overpaid for rights. You know, we're very happy. We make money on every sport we do. You know, not as much as we used to, but we're not... We're not losing money as some of our competitors in the cable world are.
Now, how about other primetime television with people time-shifting and people fast-forwarding through commercials? What's the effect there?
That's the other thing. Right now, interesting statistic, which may surprise you, more people are watching the CBS television network now than watched 15 years ago. They're just watching it in different places. They're watching it online. They're watching it on DVR. They're watching it on demand. So... our job is to get paid for that, which we are. But the beauty of live sports, nobody wants to DVR a football game. Right. You don't want to watch a football game 3 hours late. You know, you want to see it when it's happening, which is why the NFL, even as many games as on the air now, the ratings still go up every single year. So we're paying a lot, but we're getting a lot.
I think it's $5 million a minute this year, isn't it, for commercials?
30 seconds.
30 seconds, 5 million. Oh, God. Let me
some,
get that out.
Some of them. Some of them.
What has been the difference post-Letterman as a network? And I know it's a personal friend of yours, too, but it was a big deal for that to end and to move into uncharted waters.
No, it absolutely was. And, you know, when Dave finally came to me and he said, I'm 68 years old and I shouldn't be sitting in this chair when I'm 70. Let's plan the transition. I think we were very fortunate that Stephen Colbert's contract was coming up, and we found this talent from the UK to go in at 12:30, and I'm extraordinarily pleased. We're only about 6 months in. We're obviously promoting them after the Super Bowl, but it's a big sea change. Letterman was an iconic figure. Hopefully, Colbert turns into an iconic figure. We're very pleased, as I said, where we are creatively. The numbers are good. What's different also today, and we talked a little bit about this before, is Colbert and Corden are both have a big online presence.
I would not have seen the James Corden show.
Corden is great.
Because I'm old. I'm old, and I don't stay up late.
I do.
But I do. But in my Twitter timeline, or my wife sends me, did you see Adele in the car?
The carpool karaoke.
Did you see something?
Absolutely.
And the thing is, it may take 10 minutes out of my day. I'm not committed. I don't have to sit in the couch. I don't have to stay up. Exactly. I am consuming the show. I'm exposed to the show. And then the next time I see the timeline, I click on it. Now, do you make money on attaching whatever ad that is?
Absolutely.
Or is it just getting to watch?
Adele has been watched up to date by 61 million people.
Jesus.
That car, 61 million
That's
hits.
A great stat.
Just that.
Okay, just that carpool karaoke, that 5 minute segment or whatever it is. We make a lot of money off of that. So the world is very different. Letterman was of a different era. Mm-hmm. These two guys are online all the time, and we are monetizing that. So the ball game is different now. The ball game is different. It's
Corden
a different
is really
day.
Good. Corden is really good.
He's really talented.
What that was, and then all of a sudden there's that.
We discovered him, and nobody in the United States, except people who went to Broadway shows, knew who he was, and he's a brilliant entertainer, so we're really proud.
It's good scouting. It's just like finding a guy in the draft or an undrafted free agent who nobody found.
That's exactly right. It was sort of fun telling people, we got this guy you've never heard of going on at 12:30.
Well, these are exciting times for CBS, exciting times for you personally, and we're glad that you could take some time to be with us
today. It's good to be the king.
Right.
It's good to be the king.
Thank you, Mel Brooks. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Moonves, the new chairman of the board of CBS, our guest on the Boards and Bernstein Show on The Score.
This Sunday, The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. Don't miss the Denver Broncos take on the Carolina Panthers. Our coverage starts at 3 p.m. Listen live on Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Nick Szepkowski. John Elway, some comments about the Broncos and the inabilities of John Fox earlier this week, saying that's why John Fox was let go, is because they could get a coach in there that could get past the first round of the playoffs. Moments ago, Bears Pro Bowl offensive tackle Kyle Long joined Boers and Bernstein, and it's safe to say that the Pro Bowl tackle doesn't agree with the Hall of Fame quarterback.
I think that's BS. I think John Fox is one of the best coaches, one of the best men I've ever been around. And I feel like if we're going to win a championship in Chicago, that's the guy we're going to have on the float. Because John Fox is, that's who you want to play for, man. If you're a real football guy, you can echo what I'm saying. You can echo that sentiment. And I guarantee you there's people that have played that are probably listening to this, and they'll probably say the same thing.
670thescore.com to hear that interview in full. We'll hear Kyle Long's thoughts on Martellus Bennett's future as a Bear at the bottom of the hour. The Score's Bruce Levine reporting today that the Cubs and Jake Arrieta's arbitration case will take place this coming Tuesday in Arizona. The two sides said to be roughly $5.5 million apart. Today, the Cubs and Matt Merton agree to a minor league contract. Bulls on their way to Denver after a win last night in Sacramento. Jimmy Butler missed last night's game with a knee injury. No MRI needed for the guard as he's undergoing treatment today. Bulls and Nuggets tomorrow in the Mile High City. Jonathan Toews returns to the ice tonight for the Blackhawks after his one-game suspension. Hawks are in Glendale to take on the Coyotes. 8 p.m. puck drop there. And Colts owner Jim Irsay today says that he'd like Peyton Manning to retire as an Indianapolis Colt. This scoreboard update brought to you by Zing Zang, not just another Bloody Mary mix. And streaming on the Scores brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. I'm Nick Shumpkowski, and you're listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50 when the Broncos take on the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins at 3 p.m. on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Regulator! Mount up! We'll call you!
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
I like this kind of body!
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
The last regime screwed them in terms of free agency in the draft. They got to rebuild this thing from the bottom up.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And I can honestly say at 3:05 at Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score, I have never seen Matt Miller in the flesh. And now I'm sorry I have. No, I'm kidding. Yes.
Usually I'm punching a button on the phone bank, but Bleacher Report's Matt Miller, who is followable on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout, is right here. Good to see you.
Good to finally see you guys. And you're right. That's why I'm an internet guy, not a TV guy, right? Yeah.
No, Facebook radio.
So have you been doing the various press conferences with the players? Are you a reporter? What exactly is your role at the Super Bowl?
I'm so weird here. It started that way, but now they've moved me into that expert analyst role. So my job this week is to walk around, the people doing radio shows and kind of kick off the draft coverage for each of the markets that does not care who wins the Super Bowl. So we found that it's actually really beneficial for me to be here because you got 30 teams who their season's over and all they care about right now is the draft. So I think it's a good break of the "so who'd you pick to win the Super Bowl" conversations. You know, then a guy like me gets to come on and pretend like I know what I'm talking about.
Well, all right, pick up from Burrow. Where are we? I think we talked to you and you said the top 10 picks are certainly all really good players.
Right.
But number 11.
I think you're still going to get a really good player. I really do. And the good news for Bears fans, there's a great chance that three quarterbacks are going to go in the top 10. Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, Paxton Lynch. Wow. Three quarterbacks in the top 10, that's just going to push down a really good player to pick number 11. Whether that's, you got Jalen Smith coming off the knee injury, and I'm not sure if you guys saw when I was at the Senior Bowl, talking to some people, they think he might not miss any time. So you got a guy who... I know, ACL, LCL tear, you're thinking,
must be no cartilage then.
Must not be. So
isolated tears. Yeah.
So he, incredibly lucky. He might not miss any game time. If that's the case, at 11, I mean, you need a middle linebacker badly. So Jalen Smith could be there. There could be a couple corners who are available, depending on what happens with Alshon. There could be a wide receiver like Laquan Treadwell or Michael Thomas from Ohio State. So I think the Bears are in a really good spot as long as those quarterbacks go as high as expected.
And three of them are going to go in the top 10. Holy crap.
Right, from Cal, North Dakota State, and Memphis. So not really powerhouse programs that you're pulling these quarterbacks out of.
Well, Matt Bowen was saying at the Senior Bowl that was Wentz, right?
Wentz,
that in adverse weather conditions was really spinning the ball.
He was
really driving the ball and making some of these pro throws.
Yeah, that's the great thing is you get down there and it was windy, it was cold, and I remember it was the same way for Derek Carr, and that was when I fell in love with Derek Carr because he handled it and you could just see the spin on the ball. You could hear it hitting the receiver's hands from the stands because he threw so much zip. And Wentz, I don't think, is to that level yet, but he also had a broken throwing wrist and didn't throw for a couple months. So he's still getting back to full speed. I think by the time his pro day comes around, his arm is going to be up there with a Derek Carr. Now, maybe never be Joe Flacco or Cam Newton, but he could definitely have a top-tier type of arm.
Is Newton's success, the fact that he's here, the fact that everybody is speaking about him in such superlatives, is there any trickle-down effect to scouting that kind of quarterback, or his physical attributes make him something where you just can't really comp him to anyone, so kind of forget about it, ignore it, or you can learn some wrong lessons?
I think he's the exception to the rule instead of a new rule. Okay. You know, kind of like Russell Wilson is. They're two good examples because they've been able to overcome holes in their game, or Russell Wilson's height being an issue, and become fantastic players. So the chances that we're going to see another guy like Cam Newton are pretty rare. I know some people thought maybe Blake Bortles was that type of athlete. I know some people have said Dak Prescott this year is that type of athlete. I don't see it. I don't see it at all. And I think what we all know that Cam is big and fast and strong, but he has improved so much just as a true quarterback, making decisions before the snap, getting the right read, you know, knowing how long he has in the pocket with a bad offensive line in front of him. So he's doing all these little things that, you know, if you talk about the next, you know, big, strong quarterback, the chances are he's not going to be able to process as well as Cam does.
Yeah, what he's done is sort of dedicated himself to learn the game. I mean, you listen to him, he understands every damn thing there is to understand. He gets it. He's always good. So that tells me he's the guy that does his work. He doesn't just show up because he's a great athlete. He gets the whole thing.
Yeah, and, you know, the biggest part of grading quarterbacks is obviously film, but the second part is this guy going to work? What does he want to do? Because, you know, we could be talking about Johnny Manziel as a similar freakish athlete. Kid doesn't want to work. He wants to go to Vegas, and he wants to rough up his girlfriend, and he doesn't want to do the work. Cam Newton does.
I wonder if Manziel is becoming a comp, if he's ruining it for anybody. If there's some sort of reverberation to say the next kid who maybe you're not sure of, when it's that fresh in your mind, that big a mistake, it can't help.
Well, I know there are teams that I've talked to that have already said, like, they are trying to figure out if kids who don't need football, if they're not depending on it, if that's something that you should be cautious of, you know?
That's not fair. They're going to discriminate against
kids. Yeah, and you can't do that for everyone.
Whose parents happen to be successful,
right.
You know?
But I think with Manziel, there's that fear that you have this entitled kid. No one really ever told him no. And so you knew that these things were an issue, and I was guilty of it too. We all thought, well, once he gets in the NFL, he's going to see how hard it is, and he's going to have to work. Well, no, he just didn't work.
He saw how hard it was and decided not to.
No, thanks. Right. Yeah, so it's fantastic. And
we asked the question because I think Dallas is probably out of the Manziel business, I would think.
I would think so.
But RG3, probably not out of the Dallas mindset. Right.
I think RG3 is an incredibly valuable free agent, which is crazy to say because we haven't seen him on the field, but there are sparks there. And I think he is unique in that he is willing to work. I think I look at this year, and I don't know him personally, but it seems like he's been humbled. And, you know, the marketing deals are drying up, and all the attention is drying up. So I think for him, the first time in his life he faced some adversity, it humbled him. And I'm hopeful that he can go to somewhere like Kansas City or Dallas or New Orleans and learn and try to kind of rehab his career, because he was one of the most exciting players in the game not that long ago. So hopefully someone can still fix him and tweak him. And same thing about Colin Kaepernick. You know, here we are sitting in his backyard, and no one knows what's going to happen there. And he's a guy who needs humbled. He needs to learn how to work, and not just to dance around with Kurt Warner all summer in Phoenix. Like, you need someone to tell you how to play quarterback and let it stick.
Back to something you said sort of casually about Newton behind a quote-unquote bad offensive line. We were just talking to Hub Arkish, and he thinks that the solidification of that offensive line with some unlikely parts is really the story of their offense as much as anything else. That they might have been bad, but they're certainly good enough now.
That's a great point. Bad before this year, because Michael Orr was a train wreck at right tackle in Tennessee. And when they signed him and said, we're going to play him at left tackle, we all thought they were crazy. So really good offensive line coaching, I think, going on in Carolina. Shula's done a great job with the scheme. And they have come together as a unit very quickly. And I think Trey Turner at right guard is going to be a perennial Pro Bowler. Obviously, Ryan Khalil at center, he's been in the league for, you know, gosh, what, 8-9 years now. But he is the glue that holds
them
together.
People love
him, when he's in there. So they... It's not one of those lines that you would build and think, oh, we've got it. This is, you know, the Dallas Cowboys or the old Redskins, but it is a very good group.
Yeah, and like I say, I think there's a certain something to it, and it's not what they're going to do or what you. I just don't think at some point in the game, Cam Newton is something you can't do anything about.
Right,
he's going to do to you. I mean, I don't know what it is, but something.
It's that Michael Jordan thing where it's like, okay. He's going to do something to take over the game. And, you know, I haven't seen very many quarterbacks who would do that. You know, I've always felt like Tom Brady was that guy where it didn't really matter what the down and distance was or how many points they were behind. He was going to figure it out and pull it off at the end of the game. Cam Newton the last 2 years has really been that guy where I'm definitely guilty of always picking against them because they're not that good of a team on paper. But now it's to the point where it's like, you know what, Cam's going to make something happen, and that defense is going to make something happen because they are super talented on that side of the ball.
I just can't believe, you know, a lot of sports we talk about injuries, and we have all sorts of, you know, baseball players or every pitcher has to miss a start or has a stress reaction, or Lord knows what we deal with our local basketball team with guys saying they have to listen to their body.
No, they just need a meeting.
And Thomas Davis breaks his arm, has a plate put in, and he's practicing full and says he's going to play. Is this you believe this? This is true that he is going to play?
Okay. Everyone says he's going to play. He says he is, so I hope so because he's had a great career and he deserves a ring. So I hope it happens to him that, you know, he's been such a great player. But it is amazing. And you, like, for my job, when you're scouting, you're looking for the wiring of a player. Like, is he tough? You know, and it's.
Well, he's had three ACLs, right?
Right. Yeah. So this three guy, ACLs. Like, is immune to pain at this point in his career or something, because if I broke my arm, I would be on IR for like a month. And I'm a writer. I sit down all day. So, I hope he's out there. Yeah, because he's, you know, probably one of the more underrated linebackers over the last decade, you know, of a guy who's just consistently done a great job. And I'm excited to see what they do with Shaq Thompson as well. They're the first-round pick out of Washington. Do they try to get him on the field in some run situations so Davis isn't taking a banging on that arm all game? But, you know, I don't think you can, you know, cortisone's amazing, and so is the will to play.
Have you had a moment yet as a fan here where you're just like, oh, this is pretty cool, seeing somebody or seeing two guys talking to each other or just eavesdropping on a conversation happening right next to you?
Yeah, we're doing video, and I was just sitting there with my head down typing, and I looked up, and Joe Montana was standing there, and I was just like, oh, my God, what? Like, I had no words. I couldn't even introduce myself. I just sat there like a little kid, you know, because, you know, I've only been doing this 5 years, so I still get a little starstruck at times with, you know, Jerry Rice or Joe Montana, those guys I grew up idolizing, and now they're sitting in, you know, 2 feet away. So it's pretty crazy, but, you know, these guys are so tired and exhausted because they're just run through the car wash here that
they played football for 15 years.
Right, right.
They're just tired and exhausted.
Yeah, you know, that's what's crazy is how quickly these guys age. You know, you see some of them walk through and you're like, man, this is a hard game.
Not all of them, though. I mean, Marino looks great.
Kurt Warner looks like he could still play. I couldn't believe it. He walked by. I was like, oh, man, he looks like he did in St. Louis. So Curtis Martin could still play. I'm convinced of that. He looks like he's still in playing shape.
I'm thinking Mike Haynes is probably done.
Yeah, but Mike Haynes is 62.
That's what I mean.
You didn't look like that when you were 62. Done. You didn't look
I
that
did
good.
I did, too. Your ass. Get out of here with that crap.
Jerome Bettis looks good walking around now. A lot of these guys.
What about Tutal? Do you think he looked good?
Yeah,
he did actually look pretty good. Yeah, I mean, we haven't had anybody sit here other than you that looked bad.
Yeah, no, well, that's true. That's the Midwestern.
It's the Midwestern thing. Yeah. I know. I got it too.
Well, great to see you. I'm glad we could do this.
Likewise. Yeah.
All right, and if you're in for dinner, we got a spot for you.
Oh yeah, I'm excited about that.
Okay,
yes.
good, because you missed a good one last night. Chinatown was tremendous.
I ended up at some French place at like 2 in the morning, so I don't even know.
That wasn't a restaurant.
It probably wasn't.
Matt Miller from Bleacher Report, a frequent guest of the Boers and Bernstein Show. We have more to come from the Moscone Center here in downtown San Francisco. We've got guests out the wazoo and in the wazoo.
Be careful.
You have the score.
Okay, come on. This Sunday, the score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. It's Ron Rivera's Carolina Panthers led by Cam Newton versus Peyton Manning and that tough Denver Broncos defense. Listen live. Our coverage starts at 3 p.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Super Bowl 50 on The Score is a presentation of Westwood One Sports.
From the Super Bowl in San Francisco, I'm Jim Rome with your CBS Sports Minute. Funniest report of the week, the one from ESPN, which says the LA Rams may try to land Peyton Manning. You know 18's not even going to address this, so I will do it for him. Ah, hell no. Look, I see the Rams working. I've said it myself. In that town, you're only as good as your leading man, and you cannot show up after 20 years and run Nick Foles out in a rented old stadium. So they're trying to rent an old star. The Rams badly need star power. I just don't see Peyton Manning giving it to them. And by the way, why would he even try? Why play for a bad team when he's probably going to end up owning one? And does Peyton Manning seem like a Hollywood type of guy to you? Even as corporate as he's made himself, old Pate is still way more Louisiana than he is Wasianaga. I'm Jim Rome.
Visit the new Governor State University. Discover more at Open House. Tour the campus. Meet with an advisor. Monday, February 15th from 10 to 2. GSU is the place for your education, your future, and your success. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
Say goodbye to cabin fever and hello to amazing deals on the new 2016 RAV4 at Toyota's Let's Go Winter event. RAV4 has available all-wheel drive, so you won't be stuck inside this winter. Instead, layer up, get out there, and enjoy everything winter has to offer. And with an updated design for 2016, RAV4 looks more stylish than ever. So put down the hot chocolate and visit your local dealer or buyatoyota.com today. But hurry, the Toyota Let's Go Winter event ends soon. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey guys, tired of going to the same old place to watch the big game? Ugh, you need to go to Polecats Gentlemen's Club to watch the game. Polecats is presenting their 11th annual Naked Bowl. Touchdown! Come and enjoy the game in the company of Chicago's hottest women. Polecats features a full liquor bar and extensive menu. Polecats is the premier Chicagoland Gentlemen's Club, featuring over 150 beautiful women ready to dance and entertain you. With 18,000 square feet of space, Polecats is not a run-of-the-mill strip club. They're a Vegas-style nightclub with newly renovated and added private VIP rooms, champagne rooms, 27 TVs, including 9 projection screen TVs, and an amazing main floor and 3 stages. The 11th annual Naked Bowl, featuring drink and dance specials. Come for your chance to win a Polecats football jersey. Polecats is located at 7337 West 100th Place in the southwest suburbs. Visit online at polecatschicago.net. Buffalo Wild Wings is everyone's favorite premier sports bar and the best place to watch the big game. They have tons of TVs, great food like beefy burgers, tasty wraps, and B-Dub's signature wings. Wash it all down with your choice of up to 30 different beers on tap. Having a big game party at home? Carry out the B-Dub's flavor and be the MVP. Call ahead now to pre-order your wings so they're ready when you are. Call them in Algonquin, Crystal Lake, and Hoffman Estates. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Terry Moore is here.
And Matt Abaticola.
And Maddie, here's a little-known fact. I mentioned yesterday how much what dedication I have to presidents. I have the remains of 12 dead presidents in my basement. And I have had this forever. Aside from the Andrew Jackson haircut, I also have that. I keep it hidden. Wait, I don't talk about it a lot.
Don't you carry some president's ashes on your body at all times?
I do. I have them with
in a Ziploc baggie. Who is it?
Polk.
Polk. Oh, congratulations.
No, not Polk.
No.
No, not Polk, maybe, but not Polk. All right, but that's not why you called. Here's the deal.
Why did I call?
The Mattress Day, President's Day sale right now. Right now. Save up to $300 store-wide and get an additional $50 off instantly on select mattress sets.
And I heard if you buy a mattress today, you can actually sleep with Terry and one of his dead presidents tonight.
Yep. Well, they're not with me. Well, the parts of them are with me.
Well, the one that's with you in the Ziploc baggie. Right. You guys know Mattress Firm is America's number one mattress retailer, also the home of America's most highly recommended mattress, the Tempur-Pedic. Terry's talking about the President's Day sale. Save yourself lots of money. You can pay no money down and no interest for 5 full years.
Plus, you get a free 2-pack of memory foam pillows when you buy Butyrest Black Hybrid or the aforementioned Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Mattress Firm guarantees you'll sleep happy on your new mattress. Or, Maddie, you know what they do? They give you every bit of your money back.
And, Terry, they also have same-day delivery. Just go to mattressfirm.com to find the store nearest you. You can call 800-431-5921 for details about credit costs and terms. Remember, no money down and no interest for 5 full years. We want you to sleep well. We want you to be happy. It's Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep happy.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see.
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool.
Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
The past crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Sunday, The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. It's Ron Rivera's Carolina Panthers, led by Cam Newton.
Soaring for the goal line, and Newton is in for the touchdown!
Taking on 39-year-old Peyton Manning and the hard-hitting Denver Broncos defense.
Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos, they're going to the Super Bowl!
Our coverage starts at 3 p.m. only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Super Bowl 50 on The Score is a presentation of Westwood One Sports. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And boys and girls, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're still sitting here on Radio Row. You know what we're doing? We're living the life.
And I had my usual reaction that when you see a Hollywood actor that you recognize, you always do a double take because the person is always 20 years older than you think.
Yeah, that's true.
The same thing happened. It happened to me with Ed Harris at a bar in New York. It happened to me with Tom Skerritt in a restaurant in Montreal where I walk by and I think, wow.
Happened with me with Ed Asner in my room.
Ed, you look old. That's all right.
No, wait a minute.
Now
wait,
comb my back hair.
No, that's not. That's what I did.
But I just did the same thing when Bill Pullman walked in because they're flogging Independence Day 2, apparently trying to make you think it's watchable. And I said, wow, that guy looks like Bill Pullman's dad or something. No, that's such as the magic of movies.
That's what I need. I need the magic of movies.
No, you also need the fact that movies are made and then they stay in rotation, and we actually see the person when they were 20 years younger, and we're used to turning on the TV, and we think that that's what the person's going to look like now. But it's not the picture of Dorian Gray. They actually do age.
Oh, okay. Because I looked at him and I thought I knew him too, and then okay. Wait a minute. Looks that guy's not that old, is he?
Yep.
I guess he is.
Yep.
And you didn't like Independence Day 1? You didn't like Independence Day? No?
No.
Nothing?
No. No.
I didn't mind it. You know what I did like, though? I haven't told you this, and this is true. Because very rarely do you give me a recommendation I like.
Right.
But I did enjoy The Martian before I came here.
It's good,
no, it's
isn't
great.
It?
It's great. Love it.
But it has Matt Damon in it, which you already have the advantage of having Matt Damon in it.
Yes, I agree. I agree. I wouldn't have thought that right away. But and the best thing about it, he's doing the Bourne movies again, too. Oh, I love those Bourne movies with him.
I don't know if he'll be able to do as many of his own stunts as he did
How old is he?
Before.
Well, yeah, you saying he's too old already? How old is he?
Well, he's not in his early 30s like he was for some of the other stuff.
66?
Right, he's not a guy.
He's 66. I've spent all that time up there.
I don't know that he would. That's a guy who'd walk in. Okay, you know, who is that guy? That guy looks a little bit like he could have been Matt Damon. No,
he spent all that time by himself. Of course he's going to look bad. He had no cream or powder. You're going to look bad up there. Your head bacon. I did like the movie. I really did.
I thought you would.
And I look forward to the Bourne movies again, too, with him in it. Because, for the love of God, when you have a great franchise, don't quit.
Yeah, my initial issue with Independence Day was it was one of the first of those that took some massive global story and then boiled it down to following around four or five storylines of people that coincidentally end up all interwoven when there's no chance that they would be. You know what I mean?
It's
all of these giant globalized disaster movies that they don't really give you the scale of it because it's still told through the prism of some of these individuals that happen to be affected by what's going on. But that's just me.
Yeah. Speaking of disaster movies, no Rock this year, huh?
Is he not here?
I haven't seen the Rock. I'd love to see The Rock.
You know, that's one of our Super Bowl traditions, is that there is a professional wrestler who's around, and I don't know who he is, and then somebody tells me who he is, and he sits down, and then we have a terrific time.
It's not
Ric
Flair. He was screaming at Michigan yesterday.
He was screaming at Michigan? The entire state?
Michigan. They brought Jeter and Ric Flair back for
them. Bring him to Flint and have him scream at the governor. Instead of screaming at recruits, I'm screaming at the people responsible for Flint.
I'm screaming at the governor. No, they're celebrating their recruiting class, and they did it upright. Derek Jeter there, very handsome. I mean, come on. They're just dead, and there he was, Ric Flair screaming at people for no reason. But, yeah, I mean, they did the whole thing. Cheerleaders, band, the whole damn thing. Hardball is really, and he didn't have his ugly outfit on. Actually had a suit on.
It wasn't just wearing the Walmart khakis?
No, the Walmart khakis were lost. He did not have a mind, nor did he have his shirt tucked in, his sweatshirt tucked in. He's actually in a suit and wearing soup. I mean, that's just like, you turn, and they did get the number one recruit in the country.
We're looking forward to having a conversation with Eugene Robinson next. It should be interesting.
Woo! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Nick Szczepkowski. Bears Pro Bowl tackle Kyle Long on with Boers and Bernstein this afternoon. Said he loves playing for John Fox. Also showed support for Martellus Bennett.
If I'm in a dark, dangerous place and I got to call somebody, I think Martellus would be in the first five people that I'd have.
Is that a yes?
And I assure you that also means on the football field.
The Score's Bruce Levine today reports that the Cubs and Jake Arrieta's arbitration case will take place this coming Tuesday in Arizona. Reports are that the two sides are roughly $5.5 million apart. Today, the Cubs and Matt Merton, that name that from long ago, agreed to a minor league contract. Today, the Bulls are on their way to Denver after a win last night in Sacramento. Jimmy Butler missed last night's game with a knee injury. No MRI needed for him as he'll undergo treatment today. Bulls and Nuggets tomorrow night in the Mile High City. NBA news elsewhere. The Warriors today visited the White House in celebration of their championship last season. Manu Ginobili out 4 to 6 weeks with a groin injury for the Spurs. And Jonathan Toews returns tonight for the Blackhawks after his one-game suspension. Hawks are in Glendale to take on the Coyotes. 8 p.m. puck drop there. Eugene Robinson coming up in moments with Boers and Bernstein. The Grossinger.com hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.com. I'm Nick Szczepkowski, and you're listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50 when the Broncos take on the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins at 3 p.m. on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And at 3:31 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, we have a very special guest sitting with us, or will be in a second. He's looking at what we're looking at. And, you know, he's probably going to be sorry he came over here, even though I love it.
No.
I love it.
I don't think so. I don't think so. All I will say is I think you talked to the wrong team.
You sure?
Yes. I know that you spoke of your experiences to the Carolina Panthers, for whom you do the radio color analysis. And then there was a little problem with the Denver Broncos practice squad player.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. You know, all kidding aside, because I feel for that young man, and I know how the recovery period and the atonement period, I know how long and process that can be, and my condolences kind of go out to him. And some people are like, oh, man, you get what he deserves. So I get that. I get that element of it. But, you know, I'm going to extend an olive branch of forgiveness, that whole type of thing. I knew, for me, I talked to my team. I asked Coach Rivera if I could talk to our team that I broadcast for about my Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And particularly not Super Bowl 31, which we won, Super Bowl 32, which we lost to Denver Broncos, but the Atlanta one, Super Bowl 33, where I jeopardize the integrity of the game and undermine the integrity of everything that we worked for that entire season. And I thought it was incumbent and imperative that they knew that this spot, this venue, the 50th Super Bowl, there won't be another 50th Super Bowl. You're playing in that one. Let the narrative be your gameplay. Let that be the story. Let people talk about what Cam Newton did or what Peyton Manning did. Let them talk about the defense. Let that be the entertainment. But don't let self-interest, don't let distractions, don't let anything that comes from you distract you from the Super Bowl and become the story. That became the story. That was one of the most painful nights ever in my life. I cried the entire night. And I told those guys, my guys, I said, look, you need to know this. I said, a lot of you guys are young. You don't know me, right? I mean, I'm 52 years old. You guys are 22, 23 years old. You don't really know me. I want to make sure I put some, I want to pay it forward a little bit, but I want to put some real cement blocks or some real mortar and brick to something that you're about to go ahead and embark upon. And if you don't watch out for the pitfalls because of your own internal selfishness that everybody has in it, and trying to become the lone ranger, not nobody know what you're doing, that type of stuff. If you do all that stuff, you could jeopardize what you guys work for, and you need to hear it from me.
I've told this story before, and I would be copping out if I didn't tell it with you here. I covered that Super Bowl as a reporter for this station. And at one point, I was gathering sound, and everybody. It was more casual then, and getting what guys were available.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and, it crazy like
and,
it is now.
And you got mad at me. You got mad at me because we were talking about football, and there was a question asked, and you turned the topic to something religious.
Yeah.
And I turned my tape recorder off and started looking for somebody else. And you said something to the effect of, "Oh, you can turn your tape recorder off." He said, and I said, "Look, I just want to talk football." He said, "You said, well, you may want to talk football, but there's other things that people need to hear about beyond football." And I said, "I'm just trying to do my job and get football stuff." And you yelled at me for doing it. And then I remember picking up the paper a couple days later, thinking, "Wow."
Well, you know what? Here it is, because I was having this conversation with one of the writers yesterday. He asked me, he said, "What about the?" He said, "You didn't mention really the component about your faith." I said, "Yeah, because if I do, I'm giving myself a crutch. It looks like I'm something to give us out." And I get it. Look, being a Christian is polarizing in our deal, and then it's kind of football ease, like football and Christianity, mm-hmm. don't really mix that type of thing. It's not. I can't separate who I am as a Christian from what I do. All right, I'm just a guy who happens to play football, who happens to be a Christian. Okay, that's what that is. And so for me, that day was God. Now, this is beyond football. That day was God getting my dumb butt back in line, because I've not only forsake my Lord, but I forsake my family and everything that I've been doing, because I want to be the dang lone ranger and have my own secret sin. Now, that's the truth of the matter, all right? Can I have that conversation with you? No, because it's not a football conversation. Can I have that conversation with anybody? No, because now it's like, oh, you're looking for a crutch. If you're not a believer, if you don't believe in Jesus, or you're not religious at all, then it's like, oh, what the hell that dude talking about? He don't know what the hell he's talking about right there. I don't ascribe to that. So I can't have that conversation. So I only selectively have that conversation with people, mm-hmm. that can have that conversation. But that is much more a part of my story than anything else.
Yeah.
What God taught me that day, and I'll just say this quickly, God taught me that day that whether you're the last person on earth, I will stop what you're doing and get your butt right back in line. That's what the Bible tells me, that he disciplines me, and I will stop a Super Bowl just to get your dumb butt right back in line. And for me, my faith, who I am, that was part of the story. So I can't have that conversation with everybody. People won't understand the conversation, but that is much more part of the subject than anything else.
Was the toughest conversation with your wife?
What?
Was that the toughest
one? That was the toughest conversation. My wife, I just be a little bit more transparent here. I get back, and I don't have to be transparent, but I'm going to do this for the sake of this conversation. I will be. My wife, when I get back, no one even knew that I would anything that happened. No one knew, and so they kind of kept it really quiet. Kind of, not too many people had known, at least the team and this and that. Nobody really knew. So as I get back, my wife is in my room. She didn't even have a key to the room. I don't even, because there was the families were staying in a different hotel. She was sitting in the room, and I came in, and she like, Lord told me to be here. Tell me what happened. I don't know what happened, but I need to be here. You tell me what happened, and don't sugarcoat it. You tell me. Now
that couldn't have been fun.
But look at the. I mean, I'm still married to this day, and I love my wife Gia. I'm still married. She could have easily divorced me, but she didn't. She was much more concerned about being obedient to God than being about me for her own self. But in that deal, it wasn't a fun deal. I've been working my way back in and trying to navigate these waters this entire time. That's a marriage, for better or for worse. Hey, she married me for better or for worse. And sometimes it's just dang worse. It is. But do I capitulate? Do I acquiesce and just throw in the towel? No. And fortunately, she did not want to throw in the towel either. And I'm like, you know what, Gia? I thank you that because you've been one of the reasons why we're on our feet. Here's the irony. I'm about to call a Super Bowl game again at the highest level. Who would have ever thunk it? I did it back in 2003. I played in three of them. I did it back in 2003 when they lost to the Patriots. I'm about to do it again against the Denver Broncos. Who would ever think that? I mean, who writes that story at all? I'm a high school coach, quickly. I'm also a high school coach. I coach kids in football, wrestling, and track. People entrust their kids with me. Who would ever think that would even happen?
And you're also working with Kaplan University, military.kaplan.edu, helping provide some education for members of the military who wouldn't otherwise have that door open to them.
Absolutely. And this really speaks to my nephew who's trying to, he's about to go into the military. He's solely going to the military so he can further his education. It's about to give him direction. Kaplan is partnered with the American Freedom Foundation. They've raised over $9 million in scholarship funds that they've given to military families and their spouses. Well, what Kaplan is doing is they're standing in that gap. American Freedom Foundation, they're standing right in that gap for my nephew who's trying to find his way, doesn't know what he wants to do, but he knows he wants to follow education. Well, guess what? Here's Kaplan stepping up to the plate. And we always say this. I'll say this lastly. We always say, hey, thank you for your service when we see somebody in a uniform. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your service.
That's it.
Well, Kaplan and American Freedom Foundation are really putting feet and meat on the bones to thank you for your service. When they look out and reach down to the families and spouses and say, how can we go ahead and further educate you so you can take care of your family and take care of your life? So big ups to them, no doubt about that. And you can get more information at www.military.kaplan.edu. For more information.
Now, in your role as Panthers radio color analyst, have you ever really felt compelled to speak Spanish? Because my God.
Bórale, bórale, bórale.
They're spectacular. Those guys are out of their damn full minds.
I go with them down in Mexico. We went to Querétaro. We went to Mexico City. We went to Jalapa. So we were down there. We were doing football clinics down in Mexico. And I'm with Luis and Jaime. I'm with those guys. And it is nonstop. What you hear on the radio, you see the exact same thing.
Really?
We're down there and we're in Mexico and we're doing football camps. And so I actually started to learn a little bit of Spanish too, just because I'm hanging around those dudes. But to have them call a game.
Why not have it that fun though?
Hasta pelota! Mira! Oh man, when he started telling my camera to dance.
Touchdown!
Dude, he was saying, barale, 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 barale. And I was on the other side going, dance, Superman, dance, Superman. But it was such a moment. Those are some of the moments that we've had as a broadcast team, the Spanish broadcast team, and our regular broadcast team with Mick Mason, Jim Zocchi, and Jonah Gross. And it's made this season real fun. And hopefully we conveyed what you see on the football field as a really good product and a product that's deserving to be in the Super Bowl.
Well, if you're not having fun with Cam Newton, then you're not having fun.
Oh, Cam Newton scored a touchdown on practice yesterday. Before he went to score a touchdown on practice, he flips the ball to one of the linemen. One of the linemen scores. He's in the zone. Cam Newton jumps on his back. I mean, that's just the fun of Cam Newton. People don't like him because he's having too much fun. But remember when you played football when you played it by yourself with your boys and you scored, you maybe did the Billy White Shoes Johnson or the Icky Shuffle. You did something.
The Butch Johnson Quake.
You did something right. Cam Newton has brought the fun back in football for the Carolina Panthers, and Coach Rivera has allowed him to go ahead and let that permeate the entire team. So what you see may be a little brass, is that, but that is personality. That's who he is, and that's one of the reasons why those guys are pretty successful.
I'm glad you sat down with us. Thanks for your candor.
Really, dude, thank you very much. And on the real, I really appreciate that, too.
Good luck with everything.
This is a real talk, and I appreciate real frank conversations because I'm not trying to hide, and I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Eugene Robinson, our guest on the Boers and Bernstein Show on WSCR The Score.
Matt Spiegel here.
And Jason Goff here. Right now you're listening to the longest-running sports talk show in the universe, Boers and Bernstein.
But every weekday from 9 a.m. to 1, it's Spiegel and Goff with unfiltered frivolity.
Spiegel and Goff, 9 a.m. to 1.
Talking to Chicago's biggest names in sports and YouTube.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Hey, guys. Tired of going to the same old place to watch the big game? Ugh, you need to go to Polecats Gentlemen's Club to watch the game. Polecats is presenting their 11th annual Naked Bowl.
Touchdown!
Come and enjoy the game in the company of Chicago's hottest women. Polecats features a full liquor bar and extensive menu. Polecats is the premier Chicagoland gentlemen's club, featuring over 150 beautiful women ready to dance and entertain you. With 18,000 square feet of space, Polecats is not a run-of-the-mill strip club. They're a Vegas-style nightclub with newly renovated and added private VIP rooms, champagne rooms, 27 TVs, including 9 projection screen TVs, and an amazing main floor and 3 stages. The 11th annual Naked Bowl, featuring drink and dance specials. Come for your chance to win a Polecats football jersey. Polecats is located at 7337 West 100th Place in the southwest suburbs. Visit online at polecatschicago.net.
Luxury delivery guaranteed by Valentine's Day, but you have to order now. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Give the gift of warmth and love this Valentine's Day with a hoodie footie only from Pajamagram. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, delivery. It's guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call...
Hi, Barry Sterner, founder of your number one home mortgage lender, Townstone Financial. I continue to get calls and emails from homeowners whose interest rates are above 4%. Please do yourself a favor. Take 1 minute. Dial 312-896-2111 or go to townstone.com and let us give you some no closing cost refinance options today. No closing costs means no hidden costs. I guarantee it and I own the company. Remember, you don't have to restart your mortgage at 30 years or 15. We can customize the payback period. Also, if your home is worth less than what you owe, we still have the government HARP program, which will allow you to refinance and save money. And anyone who has an FHA mortgage or one with private mortgage insurance definitely needs to call me now so we can lower your monthly mortgage payments due to the recent increase in home values. The call is free, and so is my time. So dial 312-896-2111. That's 312-896-2111. Or go to townstone.com. That's TOWNSTONE.com. Townstone Financial is an Illinois mortgage licensee, 6629 and MLS 136639. Equal housing lender.
1-800-30 minutes. It's coffee house quality coffee without the coffee house fuss.
Say, what's for lunch?
With breakfast.
No, what's for lunch?
Oh, yeah, breakfast.
For lunch?
Technology to detect threats and a U.S.-based dedicated resolution staff to help restore your good name. You only have one identity. Protect with the best. LifeLock. Protection starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call or visit LifeLock.com now and use the promo code LifeLock. That's LifeLock.
Guys, Valentine's Day is coming and you know you need a gift. Guys, this is our time to shine. Believe me, you don't want to drop the ball on this. For the price of a dozen roses, you can give her something she'll love forever. A lovey buddy from Vermont Teddy Bear. Yeah, she'll think of you every time she snuggles it. Lovey Buddy is no ordinary bear. He's 3 feet long, has some of the softest fur around, and is as snuggly as can be. You need to see him. Check him out at VermontTeddyBear.com. He can wrap around her for a hug just like you do, cuddle for a nap, or be great support when she curls up with her favorite book. He's more than a Valentine's Day gift. He's a snuggly companion for her to cuddle up with anytime. Get her the gift that'll always remind her of you, a lovey buddy from Vermont Teddy Bear. Remember, Valentine's Day is February 14th. Delivery is guaranteed. Visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them the score sent you.
for a special.
All the free gas that I get for my points.
It's the best. What's not to love about it?
I love getting free stuff.
I love my Speedy Rewards card because I can use my points to get free gift cards.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Chicago Sports Station.
At a 3:59, Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 the score. Radio roll at the Super Bowl.
49.
What'd I say?
59.
They, 49. It's a Super Bowl.
And there are more spectators here today, yep. More people that paid the $35 to be a part of this thing than there were yesterday.
Did you read about the entire experience? It's pretty good, actually, for $35. You can have a simulator where they did the 40s during the NFL guys. Pick an NFL guy, and you can race him in the 40.
Oh, I can only imagine the waiver you have to sign.
I beat Bob Hayes.
You beat Drew Hayes. Yeah. You read it wrong.
Oh, was it Drew? He was Drew Hayes. A little chubby and talking.
He was eating a salad while he was
running. Guy would eat a 22-ounce steak and never come up for air and still be talking. Well, I got to tell you something, Terry.
In a plastic container with a salad slathered in Parmesan peppercorn dressing. And he's running the 40. God. He's got his tie tucked into his shirt.
So we used to go out and have the steak dinner, too, and boom. He could do the same thing with a steak.
I know.
I mean, he's just slapping it down. I'm thinking,
how did he do that?
How did he eat it? I looked at his plate, and it's gone. How did he do that? We talked 10 minutes. The thing is gone. Anyway, yeah, and so that's part of it. You should go over there and race somebody. Pick a guy.
There was a great tweet that came in late yesterday from somebody apparently who's in the area, a guy named Matt, who said, this is the tweet. It says, conundrum. Paying $35 for the NFL experience to go see Boers and Bernstein while knowing that they would make fun of anyone who would do that.
Yes.
That's sort of a modern variation of the old Groucho Marx joke, right? I never would want to belong to a club that would take someone like me as a member.
That's correct. We would. Look.
I would hope that you would hope that we would.
I'll say this for today's crowd. The crowd yesterday, I think, this is larger today, but yesterday was weirder. The guy with the thing on his head. There was a lot more going on yesterday, I thought, than there is today. It seems like relatively tame. Nobody's screaming. Nobody's doing anything.
And we just heard, we were told by Matt, that with the earlier conversation we were having about that one Bill Cowher picture, and that people were intrigued not by Bill Cowher, but by the woman who was standing in the background explaining who she is. She's going to join the show tomorrow. So
she'll be sorry.
She'll be terribly, terribly, terribly sorry.
Well, I'm thinking that during the interview, either this is when Terry has a heart attack or Dan gets arrested. One of the two. So,
well, I might I didn't listen to Eugene Robinson, and maybe some higher power has to show me the better path tonight. He was going to lead me to temptation.
He was outstanding.
He was great.
He was great. Really appreciated his whole interview.
And I really felt also that I had, I tell the story all the time, right?
It was great, and he's a guy in a position that understands it, and, you know, I thought it was a great question, and then his response was outstanding. Good stuff.
Yeah, he was, and he was there shaking hands. He is just kind of what you see him. He's not, because if I'd done that and I had that in my background, I'd probably still be running from people.
I will also tell you this.
Use the Lord.
That I have found somebody who has...
Jack Lord.
Who has gone against my theory about actors looking older is Jeff Goldblum.
Looked pretty good,
didn't
he? He
looked 10 years younger than
he
was.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Well, he's got the makeup on.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
He came here
with makeup on. I'm telling you, that's not his face.
Well, they all wear a little bit.
That's not his face.
It's not
his face is gone.
It's not like
his face has left him.
It's not the Burt Reynolds fake face.
Oh, that was terrible. Dan, I tried really hard to get him on for you. I knew you would have liked the interview, but his PR person, Richard, was a real problem. So
he's 63. He didn't look 63.
No, he didn't. No, he looked pretty good. Again, though. I don't know if that's his face. If I had 10 minutes with a makeup person, I would look great.
He had one line in the movie Annie Hall. It might have been his first movie, but he had one line in the movie. And I was going to ask him about it, but... Because his one line is, I forgot my mantra. I'm wondering, I was going to ask him if he remembered it. So I'm trying to think where, at some point, you're asking who else do we have scheduled later on in the show. So far scheduled, in a little bit, Derek Brooks, the Hall of Fame linebacker, is supposed to join
us. Not going
to
mess with him.
Doug Flutie is going to join us a little
bit.
Gonna
mess with him.
Oh, I think we're obligated to mess with him.
We're gonna have a talk with him. Have some speaks.
About 86?
Yes.
Because his name came up when we were talking about the Bears and all that was going on with
him. He screwed up the entire Bears operation.
Yeah, it's his fault.
It's his fault.
The Bears should have won 3 championships, and they brought him in, and he gummed up the works for everybody.
That's what he did.
And then your guy at 345, Hoist Gracie.
Kick his ass.
And Dan, actually, that Annie Hall was his 7th movie.
Okay, what was his first?
His first was Death Wish, where he played Freak Number 1.
He was the actual Death Wish?
Freak Number 1?
Yep. I'm guessing there was more than one freak, and he was the number one freak.
All right, I got it in front of me now. He was in California Split.
I love Death
Wish. He was Tricycle Man.
Tricycle Man. It's a superhero.
Special Delivery, St. Ives. He was Hood Number 3.
He was much better as Hood Number 3 than he was Freak Number 1.
Freak Number 1. Yeah, you know you're at the beginning of your career when you have a number after your part, right?
I love Death Wish.
Did you?
Unabashedly.
Okay. But in a campy sort of exploitation way.
I don't care. I loved everybody.
That was what's his face, right?
Bronson.
Yeah, Bronson. Yeah. That's
Charles Bronson.
That's easily one of Terry's guys.
Revenge porn.
Yeah. Revenge porn. I'm a great revenge guy and believe in revenge.
Great revenge guy?
I'm a great revenge guy.
What does that even mean?
I'm a complete believer in it. And this guy was like 60 years old kicking their ass. Chuck.
Yeah, that's true because he
was old. Wasn't a kid, no more. And then he did how many of them?
He
5?
Also, the other thing, couldn't 4? Act. That's the other part they don't tell you, is he's not very good at acting.
No, but he didn't need to be. He just needed to kick your ass in volume.
I'm going to kick your ass in volume.
What do I need from him? Shakespearean talent? No, I just want you to kick the thug's ass.
Well, that's why you like Liam Neeson so much, where he combines the revenge porn with the actual acting
chops.
And
the giant wing.
Back to Willem Dafoe again. See, I didn't think, when we talked to Kyle Long about it, I guess he kind of wasn't aware of Willem Dafoe's reputation.
Well, Neeson, too.
Famously. That's a great
story. So to speak.
I don't think I can tell that story on the air.
Well, don't tell it then.
About Liam Neeson pranking a makeup artist? You never heard this?
I don't think so, but...
It's a famous industry story about him.
Is this before or after his wife died?
I don't know, but nothing happened. It was just set up as a practical joke, but it had to do with what was believed to be the need for a makeup application in an unorthodox place, and everybody was sort of concerned about. And it was a particularly sensitive makeup artist.
Well, not really.
Okay, I can't really tell the story. Yeah, we got a lot more to come. We're Boers and Bernstein from the Super Bowl. You have the score.
Dan Bernstein here.
And Terry Boers.
We'll be live from the site of Super Bowl 50 in San Francisco through Friday, 1 to 6.
Talking to the biggest, fattest names in football.
Kyle Long of the Chicago Bears.
Dowell Loggins. Dowell's done such a great job with Jay. He's holds him so accountable. There is no wiggle room for anybody.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Have everything you need to be a winner. And I know you. Believe me, I know you. You wait to the last minute and you make life difficult on yourself. And by waiting until the last minute, you make life expensive on yourself. But you're not going to do that this year. You're going to take advantage of an opportunity. And it is this. Pro Flowers is offering you right now 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. And if you order this week, they throw in free chocolates. Or you can really do it right. Double the roses for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com and use the code Bernstein. Who can go wrong? Flowers on Valentine's Day. The only way to get this amazing deal, which ends soon, including free chocolates if you order this week, go to proflowers.com. Make sure you click the blue microphone in the top right corner and type in my last name, Bernstein, B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. That's the code, Bernstein. Don't wait. Order today. This deal expires Friday at midnight.
Hey, guys. Tired of going to the same old place to watch the big game? Ugh, you need to go to Polecats Gentlemen's Club to watch the game. Polecats is presenting their 11th annual Naked Bowl.
Touchdown!
Come and enjoy the game in the company of Chicago's hottest women. Polecats features a full liquor bar and extensive menu. Polecats is the premier Chicagoland Gentlemen's Club, featuring over 150 beautiful women ready to dance and entertain you. With 18,000 square feet of space, Polecats is not a run-of-the-mill strip club. They're a Vegas-style nightclub with newly renovated and added private VIP rooms, champagne rooms, 27 TVs, including 9 projection screen TVs, and an amazing main floor and 3 stages. The 11th annual Naked Bowl, featuring drink and dance specials. Come for your chance to win a Polecats football jersey. Polecats is located at 7337.